Chapter 10, Devotional 6. Are you a deserter or a faithful follower? Do not quit. In Galatians 1, verse 6, we read, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Paul takes issue with Christians who desert Jesus and turn from the gospel of Christ. Dictionary.com defines the word desert as to fail someone at the time of need, to abandon, forsake, or leave behind persons, places, or things, to intentionally violate an oath, a formal obligation, or duty, to give up wholly and completely. Desertion seems to come easy to many people in our culture. We see it in the numbers of 1, people who run away from the commitment and responsibilities of marriage because they are no longer in love, and marriage has become difficult. In absentee fathers who have abandoned wives and children and failed to provide financial and emotional support. 3, in students who drop out of high school and college because education and learning is hard work. 4, in people who walk off their jobs in frustration because their expectations of entitlement, promotion, and increase are not being met. 5, in church members who become offended, upset, and move from church to church, but never get engaged and serve. Like Paul, I am amazed at the number of Christians in general and ministry leaders who abandon their faith, leave their post, and walk away over issues of personal offense and unwillingness to submit to authority. The more I serve in ministry, the more I understand the urge to desert, to give up, cave in, quit. I praise God that as I grow in Christ Jesus, the more resolved I become to follow him and obey his call on my life, no matter what. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you about any area of your life where you have deserted your post. Ask God to tell you what to do and move from a deserter to a faithful follower. Lord, thank you for your calling on my life. Jesus, your faithfulness encourages me. Teach me to be faithful and obedient in all my assignments and commitments, and to resist the urge to desert my post. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.